Hey everybody, Thomas Watkins here with the Portland Rodent Control Pod, and today's show is called Which Rodent Species Are Most Common in Portland Homes and Businesses? Here's a fun fact that might make your skin crawl. The average Portland home is never more than 12 feet away from a rodent at any given time. That's right, your house might have some uninvited roommates who never chip in for the utilities. Let's talk about who these sneaky squatters are and why they love our Rose City so much. First up, we've got Norway rats, the heavyweight champions of Portland's waterfront and older neighborhoods. These chunky fellows are basically the food critics of the rodent world, hanging around our restaurants and garden districts. They love our wet climate almost as much as we do, and they're particularly fond of basements and ground floors. Think of them as the basement dwellers of the rodent family. They're not paying rent, but they sure make themselves at home. Now, if Norway rats are the heavyweights, house mice are definitely the lightweight champions, and they're winning by sheer numbers. These little guys are absolutely everywhere in Portland, especially in northeast and southeast residential areas. They're the ninjas of the rodent world, squeezing into wall spaces and attics like they're auditioning for Mission Impossible. Let's not forget about roof rats, the parkour artists of Portland's rodent scene. These acrobats are becoming increasingly common in the West Hills and our leafier neighborhoods. They're using power lines like their personal skyways and tree branches like nature's bridges. They're basically running their own aerial transit system up there. Speaking of aerial artists, let me tell you about what happened at a Pearl District restaurant last winter. These roof rats found a gap, and I mean tiny, like the size of your pinky, where some utility lines entered the building. Before anyone knew it, they'd built their own private club above the ceiling, complete with all-you-can-smell restaurant aromas and cozy heating. Talk about high-end real estate. Here's your homework for this week, Portland. Take a walk around your house and look for any holes bigger than a quarter. That's all these little opportunists need to turn your home into their new favorite hangout spot. Pay special attention to utility entry points. And if you've got trees touching your roof, it's time for a trim. Think of it as closing down the rodent highway to your attic. This has been Thomas Watkins with the Portland Rodent Control Pod.